This is Akashvani Ithana, the news read by Hageani. A team from the 16th Finance Commission is currently on a 5-day visit to Arunachal Pradesh. The team led by senior member Srimati Annie George Matthew held meetings and discussions with the state government and various stakeholders in Itanagar today. During a media briefing after the meetings today, Matthew stated that the commission had an in-depth meeting with the Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Minister, Chief Secretary and other senior officials of the Arunachal Pradesh government. She said the discussions covered a wide range of subjects including the state's fiscal position, governance issues and sectoral developments. She informed that the Arunachal government has submitted a comprehensive memorandum to the commission outlining several key demands. Among those is a proposal to increase the vertical devolution of taxes from the current 41% to 47% and the horizontal devolutions from 1.75% to 3%. She informed that the state has also requested 100% central funding for centrally sponsored schemes and restoration of the special category status for northeastern Himalayan states. During its 5-day stay in the state, the commission team will also visit various places and interact with urban and rural local bodies and other stakeholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana at his residence as the flagship scheme completed 10 years since its launch in April 2015. The Prime Minister congratulated the beneficiaries, highlighting how the scheme has transformed lives by turning dreams into reality. He said the initiative has empowered those who were previously overlooked and underlined that for the people of India, nothing is impossible. Mr. Modi said that the Mudra Yojana was introduced to provide financial support to countless individuals and enable them to showcase their entrepreneurial skills. The Prime Minister noted that over 70% of Mudra loan beneficiaries are women and nearly half belong to scheduled caste, scheduled tribes and other backward classes. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana provides collateral-free loans of up to 20 lakh rupees to micro and small enterprises. In a significant development under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0, the Itanagar police successfully apprehended a suspected drug supplier from the Civil Secretariat yesterday, leading to the seizure of a substantial quantity of suspected heroin. Acting swiftly on an information, a police team led by SDPO Kengo Dirchi rushed to the location under the supervision of SP Itanagar Rohit Rajbir Singh. A case has been duly registered against the accused and further investigation is underway. The swift and coordinated action underscores the unwavering commitment of the Itanagar police under Operation Dawn 2.0 to disrupt drug supply chains even in high security and sensitive government zones. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu presented a comprehensive strategy for agricultural and horticultural development in Northeast India during the high-level task force meeting held virtually yesterday. The HLTF on Agriculture and Horticulture, formed in January this year, following decisions made at the 72nd plenary of the Northeastern Council in December 2024, brought together key regional leaders including Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang as convener and Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Minister Wangsu, who represented Arunachal Pradesh as a member of the task force, emphasized the need for a regionally specific approach to agricultural development. A key recommendation from the minister was the establishment of a northeast-centric cold chain mechanism rather than state-specific approaches. The second edition of the district-level inter-school meet was inaugurated at the Galwa Sangyang Gyatso High Altitude Stadium, Tawang, today. The event was officially declared open by MLA Tawang, Namgate Singh. Demonstrating his commitment to student welfare and educational initiatives, MLA Singh announced an immediate financial assistance of 2 lakh rupees from his personal resources to support the successful conduct of the event. The meet, organized under the initiative of DDSC Tawang and his team, brought together 1,000 students from 43 government elementary schools across the district, accompanied by 100 teachers serving as escorts. Namsai MLA and advisor to the Minister of RWD, Sports and Youth Affairs, Chow Zignu Namchum, inaugurated the 10th edition of the late Rasho Yangda Memorial Football Tournament at SEPA General Ground today. In his address, Namchum praised the organizers for remembering its late leader with a sporting event highlighting its role in empowering the youth. Highlighting the state government's commitment to the welfare of the youth who are the backbone of society, the minister urged them to act responsibly and make good use of government schemes. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.